Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. Also, we find out what we can look for in our dark island skies, tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the southern skies early in the morning before dawn. The moon this week will be passing through its new moon phase. This, of course, means dark skies, perfect for stargazing here in the island.
And you said that you had a story this week, two spiraling galaxies colliding.
Yes, indeed. The Hubble Space Telescope has captured a spectacular image of a pair of spiral galaxies known as ARP256 that are on course for a cosmological smash. The two galaxies are located around 350 million light years away in the direction of a constellation called Cetus, the Sea Monster, which is actually visible from Hawaii. The two galaxies are at the mercy of their mutual gravitational attraction, which is drawing them together and ultimately will cause them to collide.
And we have this image posted at hawaiipublicradio.org with Stargazer, and in the image it looks like arms reaching out to each other.
It really does. This is one of the most beautiful things about merging galaxies. As they get closer, they begin to influence each other's shape. This is caused by the gravitational forces that cause rivers of stars to flow out from one galaxy to another, even though they are hundreds of thousands of light years apart.
The amount of stars that are in each of these is about how many, do you think?
Hundreds of billions of stars.
And so when you're looking at that picture yourself as an astronomer, Christopher, do you think that there's any life in that thing, or is that just a big, beautiful bunch of nothing?
In fact, it would be really hard to think that there was no life at all. These are galaxies that are composed of stars, just like our own Milky Way. And we know that stars in our galaxies have planets, and planets such as the Earth have life. So I imagine those galaxies are full to the brim with organisms.
And you're thinking the organisms are more like something that you'd find in a rock, like a little microbe, or more like a sea monkey, or more like the Jetsons?
That's the $64 million question.
We'll be hoping one of these days, Christopher, that that's the kind of answer that we're going to be getting to talk about here.
Well, let's hope so.
On Stargazer. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.